Now time for Locker Room Chat. I'm here with Centralia Girls and Basketball Coach Dusty Thompson. And a little bit of another longer break, longest break you guys have had since that break that we had in early January with all the snow and whatnot. But you guys are getting ready for your sub-state semifinal game where you will once again take on Troy. And Coach, you beat them 47-41 back on January 30th, and that was a close one. You guys had to rally in the fourth quarter and hold on the road. You got it done, and trying to beat them again here now on neutral territory.
Yeah, you know, it was, I think, Troy, I don't know what it is with that gym. I don't know that anybody plays well in there besides Troy. But, you know, we shot the ball poorly. And, you know, like I said before, I thought we settled for some shots that we could have gotten at any point in time. And we, that zone of theirs, that 1-3-1 zone, you know, we had open looks and we just took them. We never really got into the flow of anything offensively. And credit to Troy. Harper shot the ball really, really well. The rest of the girls filled in and did their role. And we finally found a way late in the ballgame to make a few shots and force them to do something a little different and found a way to win.
And kind of talking about Harper Wettstein for Troy, obviously going to be first team all TDL this year. At least I hope so. I mean, that would be a mistake if she was left off that list. But kind of talking about how he can kind of shut her down. Well, maybe not even shut her down, but just kind of contain her to kind of a more reasonable game as opposed to maybe 35 points, but limiting her to maybe about 20 or 17 or something like that. What is it that you have to do to try to make that happen?
Oh, you know, we talked yesterday in practice. I think the big thing with Harper is she's long for a guard, and it makes the girls feel sometimes, I think, like the way she dribbles the ball, you can get a steal. But she takes very good care of the basketball, and, you know, we got caught standing flat-footed a couple times trying to reach and gave her a better look at the basket. You know, we talked yesterday, you just got to find a way to stay between her and the basket and contest shots and, you know, do those things. If she makes shots over the top of you, then so be it. But I know what she can do when she gets around somebody.
And alluded to the break that you guys have. You guys haven't played since the 20th. And with that being said, I kind of talked to you about this before we came on the air. Do you think that this break here of, what is it, 9 days or so, 9-10 days, does that hurt you guys or help you guys? What do you think?
You know, I told somebody the other day, if you'd asked a month ago, I'd have said that nobody wants to be on a break that long. But, you know, with makeup games and stuff, we went on that stretch. We played 7 games in 14 days. And I think we needed, you know, we had, at one time there, we played 4 basketball games and had 3 practices. So we needed it just from a break from competition a little bit, but more so because we finally got an opportunity to go back and all the things we talked about that we needed to fix in ball games. You know, we spent last Thursday and Friday and Monday this week working on just things that we needed to get better at.
And Coach, final question for you. What's it going to take to get back to state? I mean, this is a really difficult sub-state for you guys with possibly 2 more matchups against Twin Valley League opponents, but if not, Burlingame is there on the other side. I want to get your thoughts on what it's going to take to get you guys back to state.
Oh, you know, I think for us it's going to be doing the little things still. You know, we're still young. Yeah, we're getting better, and athletically we're pretty good, but we've still got to do the little things. Take care of the basketball, box out, find the open girl, you know, give ourselves opportunities to make shots and limit shots at the other end of the floor, I think, especially playing Troy and D-West are the two things. You know, we talked about we don't want to give either one of them a second or third look at the basket because they get better and better the more chances they get.
Coach, thank you so much for your time today and best of luck the rest of the way. And thank you so much for your time for the entire season as well.
Sounds good, Jared. Thank you.
Centralia Girls Basketball Coach Dusty Thompson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wakeland Oil Company.